Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of July, recording at 9:04 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, an embarrassed apology for last night's date, getting the date wrong by 2 days. What's more, don't do anything halfway, I say. How did that happen? I don't know. I can promise you I wasn't inhaling. I wish I could say it was an intentional error, but it wasn't. So I'll just say, doesn't time fly when you're having fun? And what about today? Well, it's a sort of a quiet day, but there'll be a few interesting points in here today. Overall, though, most stock markets are high and pausing near these short-term overbought levels. Now, taking the Asia-Pacific region first, Japan had a bounce, a decent bounce here today, up 1.5%, although that did not offset yesterday's decline. And it did, though, however, find support near the upper side of the June consolidation pattern, which is good to see, provided that continues to hold. The second section, that TSE 2 index, has been considerably firmer overall and is much closer to its highs. I mean, my guess is that we're going to see more ranging by Japan within the range that's been established in the last 2 or 3 months. Now, elsewhere, China, let's have a look at that. We also saw a somewhat steadier performance here, but there's a lot of uncertainty about China, as you know, and apparently that caused the Bank of China to push in a little bit of liquidity, which has helped the market a tiny bit today, but there's a lot of uncertainty. And we know that there is a lot of house cleaning, and to use that conventional adage, and that's going to go on for a while longer. And that obviously has a knock-on effect among the other regional indices. Now, those, the ASEAN indices, for instance, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't range beneath the highs that they saw a few months ago for quite some time, given the huge gains that they've had over the last few years. Today, they saw a mixed performance here overall, modest gains and for some and modest losses for others. One sign of weakness, though, India was down, I think, for the fourth straight day here, and it's fallen back quite sharply on weakness of the rupee, and the move to the downside, though, has been led by the banks, and part of the problem there, I believe, is that they are somewhat dependent on external financing, and the weak currency is not helping them in that respect. So once again, for India, it's a march back up, right up to the highs, and then falling back once again. So we're going to see that type of pattern, I think, repeated by a lot of other indices over the next few months. But now, looking at Europe, that was steadier overall, with the the Italian index. I can see we had the biggest gain, up 1.64%. The only decliner, not a Euro member, but it was the Swiss market, but it was barely down, less than, it was a half of 1%. I beg your pardon, it was considerably less than that. It was barely changed. Now, in the Americas, a little bit of quiet seesawing by the Dow, and closing down a tiny point, just over 1 point. The S&P, I think, had a very modest gain, and the NASDAQ slightly firmer overall. So it's a steady performance by all of Wall Street's indices. They're right up near their highs, where they've paused in these rather tight ranges here overall. Clearly, money is still flowing in, and the at least to hold the markets higher up here. But they're overpriced, they're overbought. That doesn't mean that a momentum move can't drive them somewhat higher still. But I think it's risky up here at these levels. And again, our big outlook overall is for mostly ranging, which is what we're seeing. By most markets. There are some interesting exceptions, and they're mostly among some of the minor regional markets. Dubai, for instance, Qatar, very strong indices currently. And elsewhere in the Americas, Canada down nearly 0.7%. of a percent, Mexico down very slightly, Brazil, which has had such a difficult time over the last couple of years, down 1.32%. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bond prices are a little bit softer. That means the yields are edging higher. I think the all-important yields to keep an eye on, really, are the U.S. and the 10-year, the one that is monitored most widely. It's currently at just under 2.6 in a ranging pattern, which is beginning to show rising lows. The actual 30-year yield for U.S. Treasuries is quite close to its actual highs that it saw in June and early July. And an upward break there is looking quite possible. And among currencies, we had some interesting moves in here today. The U.S. dollar is a little bit firmer, currently 81.83 on the U.S. dollar index. One of the sharper moves here today was the Australian dollar, and that's been jawboned down by the central bank in Australia. They want it weaker. I think the lesson there is that when a country wants its currency weaker, and that applies to Japan as well, when it wants it, it's best to give them the benefit of the doubt until they say that their currency has gone far enough or has gone further than they would actually like to see it move. I never want to be on the wrong side of central bank action in the currency markets. It's not a smart move here overall. The yen right now, it's probably a bit cheap against the U.S. dollar. It's at 98 yen to the dollar as I speak. I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't stay again within its trading range for at least a few more weeks and possibly a few more months before eventually moving somewhat higher, probably before the end of the year. In other words, the bigger part in that would be is the dollar moving higher against the Japanese yen. So that's a softer yen outlook. I would expect the dollar to move up somewhere into the 105 to 110 region against the Japanese yen. And the euro quietly steady in here, 132.65, helped by the steadier stock markets and slightly better economic data. The pound easier in here today, down to 152, 40, 43. And among commodities, well, precious metals have given up a little ground in here today. There are a lot of bullish comments that have come out in the last few weeks, but we have a short-term overbought condition on gold, which is currently trading at 1326 and a little bit of change. It's down just under $2 on the day. My feeling is that it'll take longer, that we'll need to see some clear evidence of support building, and we'll need to see some evidence that selling from those gold ETFs in the United States is waning, and we're not quite there yet. Palladium down today to 728. Silver trading at 1970, and platinum down a little bit here today as well, 1438. A bigger story in metals right now, though, is the weakness of the industrial metals. You'll know that they have they saw a pretty decent bounce, but it probably wasn't much more than short covering that occurred in the early part of this month. But they have now given up most of those gains. And I think the negative news surrounding China may well keep this sector under pressure. And we do have the emergence of some deflationary pressures showing in the global economy. And certainly we're in a slower growth environment. That's another reason why I'm cautious about stock markets, which of course had been driven up by that big monetary tailwind in the form of quantitative easing and variations on quantitative easing deployed by Japan, the ECB, and undoubtedly some other individual central banks. Crude oil, which had been a concern earlier this month when we saw that reasonably persistent rally, particularly in the WTI. You may remember me saying that I didn't feel that this was demand driven, that it was probably a technicality. And it's the WTI crude in the US is down $1.43 here today, back to 103. But I really would like to see that back below the $100 level, and stay below that $100 level, as that would take away the short-term pressure that we've seen in terms of those energy prices. Brent is down half a dollar in here today, currently trading at 106.88. The grains and beans slightly steadier for wheat and corn, but soybeans a little lower. And those appear to be the highlights on this relatively quiet day. So all the very best to all of you. And yes, it is the 30th of July. Good night.